Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
In examining James chapter 1 and verse 18, we are learning something of the nature, instrument, purpose, and cause of regeneration. The verse says, "Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." In regard to the nature of regeneration, we realize that it is like a birth. He brought us forth. Regeneration is the bringing forth of new life. It is being born again, being born from above. It is a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's what regeneration is. And that's usually what we're talking about when we use the word salvation. Properly considered, the word salvation is a bigger word than regeneration, and actually talks about the whole process from beginning to end. There is salvation past, salvation present, salvation future, but there is not regeneration past, regeneration present, and regeneration future. Regeneration is something that happens in a moment of time when God, by His power, prompted by His will, His desire, His decision to do this, God births new life into existence which did not exist before. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures, and the instrument that God uses to accomplish this is His word. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth. Now, someone would say, well, the instrument of the new birth is the Holy Spirit of God. Of course, but the Holy Spirit of God is God. So, of His own will, He brought us forth. The Spirit of God brought us forth. That is the Holy Spirit at work. But what does the Holy Spirit use to create new life, to bring new creatures into the kingdom of God, to bring to life new Christians, new followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? What does the Holy Spirit use? He uses the Word of God. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, but first let me stop to welcome you to this Wednesday, February 1 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, and please remember that we are dependent upon your financial gifts if we're going to be able to maintain this Bible teaching ministry on this station. The Word of God is what God uses to bring about the new birth. And the Word of Truth, as it is described here, tells us that this is not a fresh word spoken for each new creature in Christ, like we read in Genesis chapter 1, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the firmament above be divided from the firmament below. And it was so. And God spoke freshly a command, and He spoke a different one for each operation, and it was so." But in the case of the new birth, God takes the word that He has already given. We call it the Bible. Sometimes we call it the gospel. And God takes the word that He's already given, the word of truth. Remember Jesus and the high priestly prayer? said, "Sanctify them, Father, through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Thy word is truth. And the word that is the Bible is the word of God. It is the word of truth. And that's what James is telling us. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. And that tells us that God's word, already given, is freshly energized upon the operation of each soul when God births a new creature into the kingdom of God. It's God's word that, by God's design, is indispensable in the work of regeneration. I've actually heard people argue against that. Well, God doesn't have to use his word. He usually does, but God doesn't have to use his word. Okay, I'm not going to argue that point. God has the power to do whatever he wants to do, but God tells us what he wants to do. God tells us how he does it. Of his own will, says James, he brought us forth, himself and all the Christians that he's writing to, and all the Christians who will be reading this down through the ages, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. Now, there certainly are a lot of implications from this, but the one that I'd like to talk about now is the preeminence of God's word in the work of evangelism. Every Christian is interested in evangelism. Really, every Christian is interested in evangelism. If you're not, then I question whether you have ever been born again. Every Christian is interested in evangelism, but unfortunately, a lot of evangelism is pretty light on the Word of God and pretty heavy on other things. Heavy on persuasion, heavy upon emotional appeals, heavy on psychological manipulation, heavy on a lot of things except the Word of God. It seems as if many of God's children have lost confidence in the Word of God or have never understood that the way God produces conversions is by the Word of truth. The Bible tells us that. Why would we ever doubt it? Why would we ever ignore it? Why would we ever deny it? How could we ever miss it? Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. That means if we'll proclaim the word of God, we have prospect of harvest. Because all good seed brought into contact with moist, fertile earth will produce and develop life. That's true in the natural realm, the physical realm, and that's also true in the spiritual realm. All good seed brought into contact with prepared soil will produce and develop life. Now, the thing we can't control is the condition of the soil, but we can scatter the seed of God's word. Christ taught us about this in the parable of the soils. The sower went forth to sow. And as he explains the parable, he makes it clear that the seed that the sower sows is the word of God. And those who preach the word of God, who witness the word of God, who evangelize, who scatter the seed of God's word, they are sowers. They are involved in the work of evangelism by sowing the seed of God's word. Now, does all of it produce conversions? No. Some fell by the wayside, on the pathway, that hard-packed earth, and there was no penetration, and there was nothing that was produced. Some fell in stony ground, and it sprang up, but it soon wilted away because there was no depth of soil, and it really couldn't put down roots. And so it produced something that was superficial but was not genuine and lasting. Genuine salvation lasts. That's why I said all good seed brought into contact with moist, fertile earth will produce and develop life. It produces life initially, and that life develops until it is fully developed, mature, and produces its own seed, produces fruit. Some of those seeds sown by the sower in the parable of the four soils fell on ground that was infested with thorns. And again, though it sprang up momentarily, it soon was choked out. It didn't last. But some seed fell in good soil. Prepared soil. Soil in which the earth had been turned over and softened. It wasn't that hard-packed earth of the pathway. Fell in prepared soil. Soil in which the stones had been rooted out and no longer were an impediment to a good harvest. Prepared soil. Soil in which the thorns had been removed and no longer grew up to choke out the harvest. And so there is a prepared soil. There are prepared hearts prepared by the Holy Spirit of God. And we never know when we are evangelizing whether we are sowing seed in a prepared heart or in one that has not been prepared. And that's really not our concern. We're interested, of course. We'd love to think that every time we sow the seed of the word, it's going to find prepared hearts and is going to spring forth into everlasting life. But that is not the case. But as we faithfully sow the seed of God's word, some of that seed will find prepared hearts. That's the encouragement. There is great prospect of harvest because all good seed that finds prepared soil will produce and sustain life. Now, the Word of God is good seed. You don't have to worry about the seed if you're using the Word of God. Now, if you're using emotional, tear-jerking, humanly manufactured stories, if you're using psychological manipulation, if you're using humanly manufactured salesmanship techniques instead of the Word of God, if you are using appeals and additions to the Word of God, to things that you do not find in the Scripture, and you are utilizing them as necessary tools to produce a harvest, then to that extent, you are no doubt not using the Word of God. You're not trusting it. You're not depending upon it. You're not relying it. You don't have the confidence to believe that God's work is accomplished by His Word. And so you are using something else other than the Word of God. And what happens is you produce stony ground conversions, which really turn out not to be true conversions at all. You produce thorny infested conversions, which prove not to be true conversions at all. You produce by man-made techniques, you produce Christians that can be made by man. But that's no good. What we want are Christians, true Christians, not professing Christians who turn out not to be born again at all. What we want are true Christians who have been given life by God Himself. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth. And therefore, it is so vitally important that we rely upon the word of God in evangelism. Think on these things. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.